Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Let's talk about emergency preparedness and how to protect your financial records. What if you do have a home fire? How can you plan for the unexpected? So I have a few tips here. One, be sure you save important records in a safe, secure location, especially hard to replace records, originals. You know, you could do a bank safe deposit box. I'm a big fan personally of a home safe. Now, if you have a home safe, it needs to be rated to 1700 degrees. And that, you know, always something you can get your hands on after something has happened, it potentially in your home. Now, it's also a good idea to have a financial disaster kit, you know, a sturdy portable folder or a box that you can take with you if you had to evacuate suddenly, that can help you manage your finances from another location. So you can have a copy in there of everything you have in your safe or in your safe deposit box that give you your records and things. And then obviously keep all of your backups to computers and scan documents, and keep those in a safe place, in a safe deposit box, or in a safe at the house. Now then, another thing would be to protect your access to cash. Obviously everybody needs to have an emergency fund. It's always a good idea to have extra cash at home in the safe. And not only big bills, it's always a good idea to have smaller bills, especially even 20s, because fewer and fewer people will take $100 bills. And don't use up all your credit. Always have room on your credit so that if you get in a bind and you need to use your credit card, you've got ample room for emergency use on your credit card. And then just a couple of other tips. Be a good idea, make a hard copy of everything in your wallet and scan that and keep that in your backups, in your safe or your safe deposit box. Obviously, make sure you always have electronic access to all of your financial accounts. And be sure to tell somebody else in your family or a friend where everything is. What if you can't be reached and people need to get to your stuff? So be sure that somebody knows where you keep all of your information. And then make an inventory of your home possessions. You know, that could be a video or a photo documentation, copies of purchase receipts as much as possible, and keep those things digitally backed up in your safe or your safe deposit box so you can show that if in the unfortunate event something happened, you can show exactly everything that you owned prior to that happening.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.